Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Adam Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. I praise God, amen, that you were able to be with me. Just wanted to come on air, amen, to read the Word of God to you and give you some encouragement tonight, because the Lord is being in the midst of us. He is blessing us and keeping us, amen. He is the answer to all things. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, I just want to read Psalms 91. I am here for the reading of the word. And let's ask the Lord even before we go forward and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we acknowledge, oh God, that you are the Lord of life. You are the Lord of all things, our creator, our keeper, our help. Oh God, you are a provider and our deliverer. You are the salvation of the world. You wrapped yourself in flesh and dwelt among men and sacrificed your life for the sins of all men and all women. Lord, we honor you tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory. Lord God, because you are God over every sickness, every illness, every condition, every affliction. Lord, you are God over fear and unbelief and any condition that befalls your people. You are God over it all. Excuse me. Lord God, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, we give you glory right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we submit ourselves unto your will, even right now, Lord God, that you might have your way in the midst of us all. Lord, we're asking that you forgive us for any sin, Lord God, and any wickedness in our lives, Lord God, not hiding anything from you, not like we could hide it anyway. But, Lord God, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, Lord, as transparent as we know how, recognizing, Lord, that we need you. We need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. And sometimes we get busy and we get in a routine and we forget. What we really need is our relationship with you. So we set aside time, because all of the time that we have, you gave it to us anyway. So we bless your name, Lord God, in all things, Lord God. As you, Lord God, move in the midst of these things, Lord God, that are happening in the earth. Lord, we bless your name, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless, heal, and deliver in each and every home, Lord God, as we lift up the entire globe before you, every country and every continent, every city, every town, every republic and every village, Lord God, we live right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have mercy on us, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, on every place, Lord God, on the planet. Let your spirit touch, Lord, every soul, Lord God, every life. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your healing virtue flow, Lord God, from country to country, from city to city, from state to state, from village to village, from town to town, from continent to continent, Lord God, let your spirit move, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and let this bring forth a Holy Ghost takeover in every place in the earth, Lord God, in every place in the earth, Lord God, let people begin to repent, let people begin to cry holy, let people begin to come to you, Lord God, that didn't even know who you were, but even as those that were in Corinth, but Lord God, making a statue to the unknown God, let them begin to speak to you, Lord God, so you will reveal yourself to all men. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. And as you do, Lord God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory, oh God, and we honor you for the things that you have done. We honor you, Lord God, because you are our sovereign God. You are in control of all things. You saw this thing even before it was conceived. You saw it. You saw it as it was rolled out into the earth. You see it all. That very first person that caught this thing, Lord God, you saw it. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we have more, Lord God, that binds us and separates us. We are all human, all created by you. Father, in the name of Jesus, move upon us, Lord. Let the love of God move upon us, Lord God. Let the salvation power favor of God move upon us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let people, Lord God, arise calling your name, Lord God, and pour out your spirit, Lord God, that so fiercely, Lord God, that they begin to rise up out of their sleep, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Glory to God. I am going to read, and you are going to hear Psalms 91 in its entirety. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, this is the King James Version, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have read, and you have heard from Psalm 91 from the King James Version of the Bible. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.